say in the name of Jesus, I make a declaration over my life and assignment. I make a declaration by the power of the Holy Ghost that I am commissioned, I am mandated, I am authorized, I am commanded to have good days. Like I've said, we are praying, and this time when you come, focus, pray, because 21 days you would use it and use it well, make it always. You have done the devotional, you are praying, you are making your declaration, not looking to the left or right to do your best. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, I make my declaration by the word of God, by the word of God, by the word of God, by the word of God. The Lord is a sun and the Lord is a shield. The Lord is a sun and the Lord is a shield over my life. I declare by the word of God, the Lord will give grace and glory. I declare today, I have received grace and I have received glory. I declare again that by grace and glory, no good thing will the Lord withhold. I declare today, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad. I declare, this is the day that God has made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad. I make my declaration. It is the day God has made. I declare over the days in 2024 that there are days that God has made, and I declare they are made by God. They are made for favor, made for grace, made for promotions, made for elevations. The day the Lord has made, I declare they are made for blessings. They are made for increases. I declare in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I declare in my inside and by the grace of God over my life, I declare, this is the day that the Lord has made. I make my declaration. The days are made for glory. The days are made for miracles. The days are made for enlargements in my career, in my life, in my relationship, in my unions. Lord, I declare by the word of God, these are the days that I made over my 2024. I declare by the word of God, grace and glory, no good thing will the Lord withhold from my life. Lord, I declare, these are days that you have made. I prophesy by the word of God, these are days that you have made. I disallow any other day that you did not make. The day you made, they are good days for rejoicing and gladness. I declare by the word of God, by the word of God, that I and my family and my assignment, we are commissioned unto good days. I declare by the word of God, by the word of God, by the word of God, grace and glory is given, and I receive it because I am the called. Say, Heavenly Father, I make a declaration by the word of God, by the word of God, I am the called, and I have been called to glory and grace. And I declare, no good thing will the Lord withhold from my life, my assignment, my account, my business, my career. No good thing is withheld. I declare that as I lift my voice, these are days that God has made. And I prophesy over the days of 2024. You are making your declaration. You are declaring, I am a career of grace and glory. No good thing will heaven withhold from me. And it says that unless it is given from above, you cannot receive. And if God has given, no man can withhold it. And if God is not withholding it, you must disallow any man, any devil, from holding it back. Because God himself is not withholding. These are the days God has made for me. My days are filled with good days. My days are filled with the wonders of God. My days are filled with the favor of God. My days are filled with the abundance of God. My days are filled with the increases of God. Say, I declare by the word of God, This is the day that the Lord has made, and I lift my voice in my confession, in prophecy, in declarations, in decree, that the day God has made is for favor, for enlargement, for multiplication. Lift up your voice wherever you are. Forget where you are and make your own prophetic declarations in the auditorium, in your car, in your house. Atima kosata pino tamikosaya sevela la maitanakaya apelia bakataka akala masiparada. These are the days that God has made. Lord, declare, nothing good is withheld from me. My life, my family, the ministry, the calling, my business. I decree and declare by the word of God, no good thing. Lift up your voice. Declare it the way you are declaring, the way you are prophesying. Do it like a believer that believes that the day is made by the Lord. And it is a day that we must be glad and rejoice. Every day in 2024 is arrested by the call of God. And I declare by the word of God, Shapariota, Turimata Kasia, Meni Matakata, good money is in the days. Good opportunities are in the days. Good lands are in the days. Good wives are in the days. Lord, prophesy. Makadima kataya. Ibele makatasa. Mina tubrataya. Ibele gabasata. A good husband is in the days. A good contract is in the days. Lift up your voice. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad. We will rejoice. Ayadi barataya, telalalala basapakaya, ikili masupatata. I confront 2024 with the word of God. It is the day the Lord has made. Every day in my life is made by God, and I declare ayakata, atanimatata, peliakata, sulalabata, ibriada kataya, ibele makasuta. Good deliverance. Good elevations, good kindness, good favors, good things. Ah, Lord, good lands. Ah, good additions, good support, good partners. Are all released in a good day. Lift up your voice. Good favors in your job. Things that have never happened to you in that job will happen to you. These are good days. Taliba ya tanakataka. Ibriada la la basa pata, atela bakataya, ibala bahatusa, piriata na bakata, azibala bahaya, prada la bakataya, igela basa pata, atima tata taya, atela batataya, ibrada la la basa, atela bahaya, abala bahaya, raba la basa ba, atela bakataya, igada la bahaya, raba ba, akita ba, subrata, atela bahata, itela bahaya. Every good thing, lift up that voice. Lift up that voice in your own way, with your own words, by your own self. Prophesy, decree and declare good days. Every day of my life, 2024, hear the word of God. I am the commissioner unto good days in May, in June, in July, in August, in September, in October, in November, in December. I arrest the days and I declare you are programmed to minister good to me, minister good to the members, the pastors, the businesses, the careers. I declare by the word of God, Satariata, Madariata, what we desire, we shall see in it. Lift up that voice. Lift up that voice. Lift up that voice. It has happened in your house, in your home, in your business, in your school. Panino taniata, lalalaba hatandas. The Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord is glory and grace. He gives it. Ayakata bakata, nutaliata, sugari batakaya, priando sataya, adiria kataya. I decree it as the call of God. My days are made for favor. My days are made for elevations. My days are made for glory. I don't have any sad day. I don't have weak days.
I don't have troubled days. I have good days. Glory be to God. Yetoni matata. Sula babababa. Piria kataya. Sebala matata. As the righteous, every day is well. Evil tends to good. Lord, I declare over my days. Kadia kataya. The days in the company, the days in the office, the days in my home, the days in the city, the days outside the city, the days in the earth, the days on the land. I prophesy. They are good days. They are good days. Fear with good things. Lift up the voice. Lift it up. Program. Program the days with the word of God. We engage the heaven by the word. We engage the earth with the word. We engage hell with the word. The Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord is a sun and a shield. Glory be to God. Italabasate. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, I identify myself as the called of God. You are the called of God. I am looking at the called of God. Do you know what is written about you, brother? One of the expectations of the call is that the Bible said in 1 Peter 3:9, it said, don't talk back and give insult for insult. It said, don't strive with those that strive. It said, but contrariwise, blessing. Why? Knowing that, read with me, 1, 2, go. Knowing that ye are there unto God, that ye should inherit the blessing. This is the expectation of the called. They know. That is why I'm emphasizing it. The knowledge, knowing the hope of our calling. Knowing that ye are there unto called, that ye should inherit the blessing. The 10 says, Ayabahaya. For he that will love life, he will love life and see what? What must he do? He must refrain his tongue from talking evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. When you speak guile, you speak against what God has said. Evil is to speak what God has not said. Because God's word is good. You're going to lift your hands and you will declare, I am called to inherit the blessing. I am called to inherit the blessing. This is not something we are wishing for. It is a divine summon to come and receive the blessing. Say, Heavenly Father, I understand my calling. That I have been called, invited, summoned to receive a blessing. Today I declare, by the word of God, my business is blessed. My home is blessed. My children are blessed. My days are blessed with good things. The blessing of the Lord is all over. I've preached it here all over. Deuteronomy 28, you can find it. Genesis 1, 26 downwards, you can find it. We are called to inherit the blessing. It's a shame for a believer to walk under a curse, because he is called to inherit a blessing. That is one of the hope of our calling. That you will understand and expect it and believe it. That I have been called to inherit a blessing. The transaction has been done. You are going to lift your voice and you are going to declare, all I see in my house is the blessing. My water is blessed. My food is blessed. My basket is blessed. My body is blessed. My children are blessed. My going out is blessed. My coming in is blessed. It is a call and I accept it. Say, Heavenly Father, I assess the word and I declare, as the called, I inherit the full blessing of the law as I decree. I am a possessor, a beneficiary, a recipient, and an enjoyer of the blessings of God. Lift your voice now. Lay hands on your children. Lay hands on yourself. Declare it. I have been called by God through the blood of Jesus. I and the eternal spirit, called by grace and by the spirit of holiness, sanctified by the name and the blood. I have been called to inherit a blessing. Today I declare, on the fourth day of the fast, my house, my home, my body, my relationship, the ministry, the membership, inherit a blessing. We are beneficiaries of the blessing of God. Lift up your voice. This is not the time to be silent. commissioned unto good days. The day where the blessing becomes the inheritance of a man. Shakataniata. Atela Makataya. Sudalabatina. Atela Makatia. Libra Dakataya. My hair is blessed. My eyes are blessed. My ears are blessed with good news. My lips receive fruits. Glory be to God. My hands are full. My feet is guided. My heart is blessed. I am called to inherit a blessing. Lift up your voice. Silver is a blessing. Gold is a blessing. Good man and good woman is a blessing. Good land and good projects are blessings. I, the Lord, I will do a new work, and it shall spring forth, and you shall see it. You shall see rivers in the wilderness, streams, because I will give the owl water. Shatani makuta, pirigadi makataya. Lord, declare, good days are over us as a ministry, as families. Lord, declare, by the word of God, it is our call, it is our divine summon. Lift up that voice. Stand in the gap for your husband and your child. Stand in the gap for your days and your years. Hey! And the Lord blessed them. And the Lord said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, have dominion over the earth. And the Lord said, see Abraham, your father, and Sarah, from whom you were healed, that I called them alone, and I blessed them and increased them. And Abraham was blessed in silver, in gold, in cattle. We are blessed by technology. We are blessed by gadgets. We are blessed by lands. We are blessed by ideas. We are blessed by revelations. We are blessed. Lord, we declare, we summon the call of God, and we declare we inherit the blessing. The city will bless us. The field will bless us because we are the called. What are you doing? Speak. You are the called. What are you saying? Say it, for it is the word of God. My Father, my God, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with our spiritual blessings. I am filled with wisdom, filled with riches, filled with health, filled with strength, filled with honor, filled with elevation. That is me. I am called. I have a call to inherit the blessing. Call it over your work. Call it over your workshop. Call it over your shop. Call it over your office. Call it over your staff. Call it over your meetings. Call it over your negotiations. Have you seen a man that love life and want to see good days? He should know how to control his tongue. Tell him Agadia. Kelelelemasata. What a body I have. Stronger and stronger every year. What cells are in my body? They replenish themselves. Every year, every 7 years, they are revived. Oh, what a body I have. Kalabashata, Maria Baba, Sabante Kataya, Silababalabatata. What a home I have. No disease, no lack, nothing broken, nothing missing. What a home I have. What a ministry. What a ministry God has given. The word is preached. The sick are healed. The dead are raised. The poor are made rich. Sons are birthed. Worshippers are birthed. What a ministry I have. It is a blessing. I am called to inherit a blessing. I am accepted everywhere I go. Celebrated everywhere I go. Because of the life of God. What a blessing I am. Shatatatata. Tetrakataya. Pirigadalabasabata. Serebatata. I declare, this is the day the Lord has made. I will be rejoicing. I will be glad. You are called to inherit a blessing. Aya, shitala batata, pirigudu sabataya, telele magudakaya, pili magadaya. For the seed of the righteous shall be blessed on the earth. What a seed I have. What kind of children I have in the ministry and in my life. They are blessed. This is who I am. This is what I do. I am called to inherit a blessing. Lift up that voice. Lord, I declare it. Yeah. I am plenteous in goods. I am plenteous in goods. I have the latter and the former rain, all in the same month. Glory be to God. What a man I am. I am called to inherit the blessing. I have an excellent mind, an excellent spirit, an excellent character. What a man I am. What a man I am. Because I am called to inherit a blessing. What a ministry I have. What a business I have. What children I have. Lord, Shadia Tata, what days I live in. Yes, lift it up. I am called to inherit a blessing. My hands are open. The doors of my house are open. The doors of my business is open. Businesses are open for the blessing. Spirits are open for the blessing. Bodies are open for the blessing. Houses are open for the blessing. Katendu tatata. Pirigiti kriatosa. Love and declare. Strong bodies. Strong bar. Strong bodies. Ayakite kete kete. Lift up that voice. Moses. Tell them. This day. Have I set before them. Life and death. Blessing and curse. Choose the blessing so that you will live. Because life is for the blessing, and the blessing is for life. Love and declare. Yagada gada gada gada. Mira gada gada gada. Sula la la bakataya. Priada la kabakasata. Talk to God. You are called to inherit the blessing. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, hey, Shakaba, Turigabada, Selele Batata, Turigabagadaya, Kalala Lamashata, Piriatamakataya. We declare it done. We declare it done. We are baptized into the blessing. We have the blessing in the overflow. The blessing is in our hands. The blessing is on the head of the righteous. The memory of the righteous shall be blessed. Oh Lord. Talalalabahakatakata. Piriatabakataya. What you touch is a bless. What you do is a bless. Where you go is a bless. What comes to you is a blessing. What you walk to is a blessing. Because you are called to inherit the blessing. Commission unto good days. Declare to yourself 7 times. I am the called, and I am blessed. I am a called, I am blessed. I am the called, I am blessed. I am the called, and I'm blessed. I am called, and I am blessed. May you are the called, and you are blessed. You are commissioned into good days. When you go to the office, you see good days. You are just taking a stroll in town, you enjoy good days. Ordinary meetings will turn to supernatural meetings. You went asking for one, you are receiving 10. You went out looking for asses and you came back as a king. Good days. You go and interpret a dream and you return as a prime minister. Good days. It's called good days. You have only 5 loaves of bread, but before the day is over, you have 12 baskets full. Good days. You rise up blind, born blind, only for the day to end. And the miracle that has never been done has been done for you. Like at the pool of Siloam. These are good days. You may be carrying your dead outside the city, only for you to meet the Messiah. And he will raise good days. Good days with money. good days with favor, good days with graces, good days with deliverance. People that have been mourning, fearful for 40 days, then they come one day, a young boy who doesn't know the military strategies they learned. He showed up, and that day they fought a battle where their enemies could not face them, but they ran away. These are good days. You will go out and gather, and you will gather for 3 days in continuous. Is it a good day? Can you imagine a day where the clouds have not changed, the wind is not blowing, but there is water in the ditches? These are good days. You receive bread, you receive favor, you have wisdom. These are good days. I welcome you to commission good days. Joshua 10, 11 to 13. Let's read together. And it came to pass before Israel, and were in the going down to Bethron, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died. They were more which died with the hailstones that God used than those that the children of Israel themselves slew. Listen, you are working, but God will outwork you. You are negotiating, but God will negotiate beyond you. You are asking, but God will give you beyond what you are asking. These are good days. Where you go to war, and God is the one doing the war. These are good days. We have come out from things, and we are entering into things. These are good days, brothers. These are good days where sponsorship will come for free, funding for free, open doors for free. They are good days. Joshua didn't end there. Joshua saw that that day, God was doing something. Hailstones from heaven, killing enemies, and they cannot lift their sword and fight. He said, come on, let me ask some more. Let me stretch my faith a little. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. Pay attention. Read it for yourself. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, till the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Read on. Is not this written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. What must happen to you in a day to make it good? It cannot be delayed. The sun will not go on any day, and you have not experienced God's goodness. But this is not where the Rhema is. This is where the Rhema is. Read it for yourself. And there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. Hear the word of God. In a good day, God will hearken to you in a way that your family will be amazed. Your colleagues will be amazed. Your relationships will be amazed. Your business partners will be amazed. Enter that day. Enter the good day. Enter the good day. You have days which cannot be replicated. It will keep increasing and increasing and increasing. Receive it. Receive it. I declare over you that as you are going and as you are online, on the fourth day, we welcome you to good days. With good speed, with kindness. A day where men will testify that we have never heard God listen to men like this. You will be a testimony they can't explain. Receive that benediction. Even in the name of Jesus.